There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. If you missed any of our interview with Commander's partner Mark Ein, it was awesome.
Yeah, you did a great job.
Mark joined us right off the top of the show to talk about the Burgundy Towel giveaway this week for the Steelers game. Logan Paulson in for B today. I've gotten to talk to Mark plenty now just because those guys are so accessible and available.
It is crazy how accessible they are. Like they're at every event. They talk to everybody in the media. They talk to fans. Like, it's such a stark contrast to what it was before.
I'm not putting you in a position to comment on this. I'm just saying. when the Panthers came to town, you and I are always at games down on the field, walking around, talking to people. You end up knowing people on every staff, and then you know the security guys, whatever, right? Like, you just kind of walk around and talk. I watched David Tepper for a little bit, the Panthers owner, walking around. And I saw this, like, he was by himself, like, completely removed from other people, had, like, a security detail with him that was kind of within, like, 5-10 feet at all moments. And he had this, like, intense yet vacant stare where he was like looking at people but also looking past them. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, I know that vibe. Like, I have seen that vibe, and it couldn't be more different from what it is now.
I was just about to say, it's so different because, like, when you're down on the sideline, like in that kind of melee of people, it's,
right,
you know, obviously the ownership group has their own security people, but they're in the crowd. They're talking to people. They're talking to, you know, anybody that is available there. And it's just such a different thing. It feels very familial, feels very welcoming, feels very open. And I think that's special, man. It's special because it makes people feel important. You know, like they're talking to everybody. They're talking to the people that make the food in the media room. Like, it's no, like, everybody's part of this. And that I think that brings the best out of people. And that's a really cool leadership style, I think.
Absolutely agree. Let's get into yesterday's news.
Yeah.
Right? I'm sure you've talked about it. Did you do a pod with Craig yesterday?
Yeah,
I'm guessing.
Did a pod. Yep.
Cool. Commanders make a big move, and to me, we can get into the specifics of what Marshawn Lattimore does. If you missed it, the Commanders had a cool social media post this morning of Lattimore just kind of walking into the building, and I saw a billion comments of like, oh, man, that hamstring looks okay. I think his hamstring may just have a miraculous recovery. I think before we get into the specifics of the move, right,
yeah,
the announcement – to fans locally, fans wherever they are, and the rest of the league is, yo, we're not going away. We're serious, and we're playing to win this season and in the coming seasons.
Yeah, 100%. I think, like, when you look at the roster at the moment, there are some, you know, like, some areas where we'd like to kind of bolster, and I think cornerback was one of them. And so everyone was kind of eyeing this trade deadline as a time where you could get that done. And, you know, there aren't a lot of people moving on from big top flight corners. And so when the opportunity presented itself, it feels like the right thing. So, you know, even if I do think it says, like, what you're alluding to there, it says, like, hey, we need to kind of show the league that we're making a push here. We're going to try and be the best version of ourselves and make a playoff run, which I think is the right decision. But also, I think when you look at the player, when you look at his history, when you look at his age, this is something that they could, this is a piece that they can build around moving forward also. So I think it is a short-term move, but it also has has vibes and smells and feels like it could also be something long term. And I think you get like a nice, you know, nine week rental with the player, and then you can kind of determine like, hey, like we can restructure his contract. There's a ton of salary cap space, like Mark Ian alluded to earlier in the conversation. And I think that's all good things. So is it a short term solution? Yes. Is it tell the league that we're ready to make a playoff push? Yes, especially when you look at the division. But I think also it gives you this ability to say, hey, like if this goes well and he plays well and he fits well with what we want, like we can build around him moving forward and give him a contract extension.
I mean, to your point, it's funny. If you go to Over the Cap, which is just an incredible website, they do a really good job of keeping track of all this stuff. They've already updated everything to show kind of the new structure of Lattimore's contract. Obviously, the Commanders traded for him yesterday. No guaranteed money in the remaining 2 years of the deal. The dead money is all switched around. Washington can get out of the deal, but there's no guarantee they will.
Right.
Because you know what would be pretty darn easy is because the numbers are already worked out, you could just convert some of that to guaranteed money,
sure,
and Marshawn might be cool with it. Hey, you got an $18 million cap hit. What if we guarantee $12 million of it, and then he's sticking around and nobody's worried about it, especially if they win this year?
Yeah, 100%. I was about to say, like, you could just easily restructure that deal, give him a signing bonus, and then kind of prorate some of that money out, and I think you're in a really good spot with him. And, again, this talk about, I think, just good management. You know, his cap number this year today is $650,000, and the New Orleans Saints are picking up $30 million. So, like, talk about a very low-risk kind of opportunity financially to look at a player who's got a lot of talent, who plays a little bit of man coverage, I think allows Joe Witt Jr. to do more what he wants to do, all those things. And I think, to your point, you could easily restructure the back half of that deal to kind of fit what you need.
What did you think of the compensation?
Yeah, I think the compensation's interesting, and I think it obviously speaks to what they think about the player. It, you know, they gave up, what is it, a third, a fourth, and a sixth, and I think the third
got a fifth back.
Yeah, and the third is from Jahan, so it was a surplus third, and then the sixth was from John Ridgeway, so it's a surplus sixth. So that's one of the reasons you trade for draft capital, because it allows you to make these moves and make these opportunities. But I do think, like, if you believe him to be a top-flight corner, top 10, top 15 player at the position in the NFL, then it's well worth it. It's well worth it. And I think when you watch the film, it supports that decision. Again, he's been a little bit banged up this year, in and out, hip flexor earlier in training camp. Obviously, the hamstring more recently, a couple soft tissue things. But I think what this could potentially do, like, if you're looking at the best-case scenario, this totally changes the complexion of the defense. It allows you to be more aggressive in coverage.
Let's get specific.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
Yeah.
Specifically, Lattimore comes in. Tell me if you disagree. He's immediately the best corner on this roster.
Yeah.
It allows Samardzija to bump back inside, 100%. Play that slot. With his physicality, he's almost like an extra linebacker, which is just shocking. The physical nature with which he plays at his size is just mind-blowing. BSJ's on the opposite side. I think of two specific games. The first half against the Ravens, they really tried to stop the run, and Zay Flowers just carved him up.
Mm-hmm.
The second half against the Giants this past week, mm-hmm. where the Giants ran the ball at will kind of in that first half, they decided to stop that, and then Neighbors is able to just carve him up with the short underneath stuff. How different does that look when now they're able to ideally go man on some of these elite receivers?
I mean, obviously, man coverage in the NFL today, because of the skill set of the receivers, is exceptionally challenging regardless of who's playing corner. But I do think in the Baltimore game specifically, you just get better matchups, right? You get Marshawn Lattimore on Zay Flowers. You get Benjamin St. Juste on their number two receiver. You get Noah Igbinoghene or Mike Sanders still on that third element. It puts everybody on the roster from a coverage standpoint into a better matchup. And ultimately, that's what you're doing, right? Because I do think, you know, Benjamin St. Juste catches a ton of heat for whatever reason, probably because of the history that he's had over the last couple of years. But I think he's playing pretty good football, right? And so if he's your two.
The only problem for BSJ, I think, is he's a little handsy.
Yeah.
And a lot of them happen at the goal line.
I'm not saying he's a perfect player by any stretch of the imagination.
As a number two corner.
Yeah, and I think when you look around the league and you look at corner play, like, that's very, very common. Like, you look at kind of the middle of the pack corner. Like, they're really handsy. They get in bad position. They don't have great ball skills. Like, there's a reason they're in the middle of the pack.
They're also set up to fail.
Yes.
Like the rules are against them. The position is impossible. A success rate for a corner is 30%. percent would be high.
Yeah, and so what, I guess what I'm saying with BSJ specifically is he plays the techniques correctly. He's playing more aggressive. He's willing to tackle. He's smart. He communicates well. You can win with that player if you kind of demote his role and change his the scope of his performance. And so when you bring in a guy like Marshawn Lattimore, like that's what that gives you. Is it elevate? It makes your defense instantly better because BSJ gets better matchups. Marshawn Lattimore takes the number one guy. I can be more aggressive now if I'm Joe Witt Jr. in terms of pressuring on third down because I can bring more man pressures. And when you look at like the Pittsburgh Steelers are a great example of this. Their corners are just okay. But you would never know it because they're able to create so much pressure with the rush, with the blitz, right?
Sure.
So I think that's what Joe Witt is now able to do is now we're able to increase the effectiveness of our rush, which deleverages our corners just because of the addition of one player. And so I think that's the thing that's so exciting about this is I think it'll kind of raise everybody, raise the total floor of the defense, and it'll allow everybody, like we talked about roles, you talked about Sanders still playing nickel, it allows us to maximize skill sets in a way that we couldn't prior to this the acquisition.
Rising tide, man. Rising tide in Ashburn.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.